thank you for calling. Forrest Kim speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, is Andrea in?
Yeah, Max is speaking.
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Do you have a couple minutes?
Sure.
Okay. I am the last person that you'll be basically speaking with. I'll be the one who works closely with the underwriters here and getting you the approval you guys are looking for. I just wanted to confirm a few bits of information I have here with you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I understand that you guys are looking for minimum 200, but all the way up to 3, whatever the max could be. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, you sound a little hesitant. Was that wrong?
Yeah, no, it's... He might have gone up higher than what I thought. I thought it was 125, but
okay.
He might have, I don't know.
Okay. Well, no problem. I just wanted to confirm that with you. So basically what we'll do is we'll kind of work backwards. And what I mean by that is what I like to do with my customers, kind of get you approved for the longest term on the largest amount possible, and then turn it over to you and have you choose the exact terms you want. You know,
okay.
Because it is your money, at least to me. So it makes sense for you to choose the terms and match your cash flow. Does that make
right.
sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the payback, the same as has been proposed by others, is a daily deduction?
We do have a daily payment, but we also have weekly and monthly options.
Okay.
So we have all of them. We have many different programs. And do you currently have something now, a loan right now?
No.
No loans right now. Okay. And are you looking anywhere else, or are we your only option right now?
Let me see. We was giving, I guess he didn't like the terms, so that's why we turned to you guys.
What terms did you guys get?
It was, you know, I'm thinking it was a very high percentage rate, like, I mean, 20-something, I think. And it was a daily of $1,000, but it was paid within a year. And it was, I think it was 120 maybe. No, 120 would be like 2 years. There were 60 in 1 year. Oh, no, maybe 120 in 1 year. Yeah, something came up where it was $1,000 a day, though.
Okay, so. 120K in 1 year. And you guys are looking for more. What were you looking for exactly?
Well, he kept saying 125, but like I said, he could have changed his mind on that. So he didn't tell me different, but it's possible.
Okay. And term-wise, are you guys okay with a shorter term, or do you want the longest term as possible?
No, because when you go longer, you're paying more.
Right,
so I think
right.
He did want to go with the... We're used to 1 year, so...
Okay, okay, 1 year term.
We don't mind that, right?
Okay. All right. It's just the rate was just... He wasn't happy with the rate.
Right.
Okay. And how soon are you looking to bring on the capital there?
Well, as soon as possible.
Okay. And from what I understand, you're going to be using the money for, let me see, you're hiring new vets?
Well, we have a larger staff than we did a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And also we're bought equipment and stuff too. Because we're getting into stem cells and stuff, so.
Stem cells. So what are you guys going to be doing with the money? That's what I need. The underwriter is going to ask me. If we give you $150,000, $200,000, what will you do with that money?
Okay. Well, it's better for him to talk about that than me.
Yeah. Is that
so
Steve there?
Speak. Yeah, he is.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, one moment. Okay?
Sure.
Start from scratch, like I never said a thing.
Got it.
I want to be like, oh, she's telling you that. That's not what I wanted, so let him tell you. Okay?
All right.
Sorry, one moment.
Thanks.
Hello, this is Dr. Garner.
Hey, Dr. Garner, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I am good.
Good. You got a couple minutes to chat real quick?
Sure.
Perfect. So I was asking Andrea there what you guys were going to be using the funds for exactly. So if we get you 150 to 200K, how are you guys going to allocate those funds?
Right. Well, payroll next week is $40,000.
Okay.
You know, that's and we've got a $16,500 laboratory drug bill. So some quick pay there, and then we know that we're coming into a slow time of the year, so we're going to have probably a $10,000 or $15,000 shortfall for the next 4 or 5 months until we get into March, April, May. And so it's mainly a cash flow shortfall that and then we're a very seasonal business, so we kick in and start making a lot more money, you know, April, May, June, July, August, and our sales will come up. It's mainly payroll. We've hired another vet that we haven't filled that vet's capacity yet,
mm-hmm.
and we'll fill it coming this next year, but not right now. We've got to get through the winter. That
okay.
makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it certainly
yeah.
does. Okay, so mainly for operating expenses here, and payroll is
yeah.
the big thing.
Right.
Do you do your payroll once a month, or are you doing it every week?
No, we do it twice a month, so every okay. other week.
Every other week, twice a
yeah.
month. And it's 40K every time?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, 40K every time.
All right. Well, perfect. And you guys don't have any current loans out right now, right?
No.
Okay. And you didn't like the last offer you got. What offer was it?
Well, we had talked to a company called GRP. That
mm-hmm.
is a guy that we had got some money from when we moved into our new facility. We have had this business for 32 years here. But our building wore out on us, so we had to build a new building. And we borrowed some short-term capital then for equipment and for other stuff. And so we went back to that company and got them to give us you know, some numbers on what it would cost for us, basically the same amount of money. You know, it's pretty expensive money.
Yeah.
So,
it is.
And so I saw y'all at the same time, for some reason you were doing some marketing or cold calls. I don't know what it was, but you talked to one of my people and I said, you know what, let's just give them a chance to beat them. And
yeah.
So, you know, I'm reluctant to tell you exactly what it is because I want you to beat it as much as
sure.
you can.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, we want to beat it. We usually do. So
yeah.
I just want to. Do you want the 1 year term? I mean, obviously, if you go longer, it costs more. But are you open to longer than a year, or is a year minimum that you'll take? What do you want?
Yeah. The term determines a lot on the month, the day. I look at this as a daily payment, and maybe
mm-hmm.
you, that's the way y'all look at it too, maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the daily payment needs to be less than $1,000.
Okay.
For it to make sense for our cash flow.
Okay.
And the further less than $1,000, the better. But there's an iterative process of figuring out where that fits and whether it's a 1 year or 18 month or something like that payment. But that's kind of the best I can tell you. You know, it seems that somewhere between a year and an 18 month payout makes sense for us, as long as it makes sense for you guys for it to be $1,000 or less.
Okay.
On a daily basis.
Okay.
And that's a 5 day week.
Yes.
Not a 7 day week.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dr. Garner, how would you rate your credit?
It used to be exceptionally good, but what mm-hmm. we did was we bought our son's diamond ring for his wife's engagement, and he didn't make the payment, so it kind of screwed my credit up a little bit. But other than that, we're using my wife's credit because I went through a divorce, and and she's only been in the country for 6 or 7 years, and as a result, her credit time or whatever you call it, length of credit's not good. But she's got good credit in the United Kingdom and good credit here. We bought a house and we've got 3 cars and everything, you know, we pay for everything. And so I think it's somewhere between 600 and 700.
I'm looking at it. Susan, I'm assuming is, yeah, she's her wife. 615 is her score. But there's really like nothing on here. Like she doesn't have really any credit.
Yeah, it's hard to transfer credit from the Europe to here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's from Scotland. She's got a house in Scotland, and she's got all kinds of assets and been there for 40 years. And and then she moves here, you lose all that that history. And and that's what's happened. She got married to me and moved here.
Okay. And you guys put the whole business in her name? I see it shows her that she's 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's to keep my ex-wife from getting it.
I can understand that. I understand that completely. Okay. All right, Dr. Garner. Well, that's all I needed. I will do my best here. Give me like all a day or two. When do you need to make a decision?
Well, I need to make payroll on Tuesday of next week. So
then I'm going to expedite this. I'll expedite this, and I should have an answer for you, hopefully today. And then we'll touch base and talk again. What's a good cell number for me to talk to you or give you a call on?
Yeah, it's 281-455-2356.
281-455, what was the last four?
Yeah, 2356.
2356. Okay. All right, Dr. Garner, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I'll call you later. All right.
Bye.
Bye.